Cut to the Chase. July 30, 2021, by Justice Anna Von writes, Big Lake, Alaska. We've been cleaning house the past few weeks and did things that needed to be done. Three Federation volunteers were removed for direct insubordination, resulting in endangerment. One other Federation volunteer was investigated twice, once by the Federation, once by the State Assembly, with the same result, mishandling of funds. And all the whining and false accusations and blaming and stomping is not going to change any of that. These people are going around bad-mouthing me and bad-mouthing the Federation, and yet, the proof is in the pudding. Right now, Eric Dengies is involved in a corporation-backed mercenary operation and setting up a compound. He didn't stop what he was planning all along. The fake insurrection is being set up with help from the corporations that stand to benefit. Innocent people are still in the crosshairs, but at least it won't be our innocent people. If people want a top-down government, they need to go to the District Assembly and swear allegiance to the British Crown. The rest of you are responsible for recognizing those folks and ushering them to the door. If other people want to foment an insurrection, they will have to use something or someone else as an excuse. They aren't going to use state assemblies for a storefront. If still others want to try to run a state assembly as a private club and dictate who can claim their birthright and who can't, they will have to be removed, too. The state assemblies are public, not private. If anyone occupies a position as a recording secretary, they'd better do their job in good faith and not bungle things up on purpose. If anyone gets donations for their state assembly, the money had better go in the assembly account. Until the assemblies are fully functional and fully seated, they remain under the guidance of the Federation, which has already, several times, saved their bacon. We must all be aware at all times that there are people joining the assemblies who have their own agendas that have nothing to do with what is good for America or the people who live here. Those agendas may be simple and selfish, or they may be complex and orchestrated and purposeful, but any agenda other than getting the assembly set up and functional is not on the table. We have a job to do, we have the means to do it, so let's go. This morning I got another insulting email from Susan Houck in which she denies her attempt to disband the Continental Marshals Service, and goes on to attack me and the Federation and to denounce Harold's efforts to get people thinking about the role of the county assemblies, etc. etc., etc. Susan was placed on administrative leave for cause. The old PKTF was dissolved for cause. At least a dozen men witnessed her attempt to dissolve the marshals, and anyone who wants to can hear the recording of the meeting where she announced this totally unauthorized action. Proof in the pudding again. We know them by their works. When people work to cause trouble, to foster lies and ill will, if they create controversy, wreak havoc, speak ugliness, promote gossip and discontent, disrupt the flow of work, center attention on themselves, push fear-mongering, encourage hatred and doubt, refuse correction, willfully disobey clear instructions, nitpick everything to death, blame others, misrepresent their own actions, try to control and bottleneck things, steal community funds or equipment, deliberately pursue foreign agendas, are aggressive or insulting, try to use the assemblies or the members in the bad sense of that word, spread disinformation on an ongoing basis, promote Ponzi schemes, backbite other members, always want their own way, make others paranoid, talk about violence, create arguments about trivia, play the injured party, refuse to take responsibility, all while claiming the moral high ground, you will know that you have members of the Liars Club in your midst, and from now on, you will know what to do with them. Pack them off to the district assemblies where they belong. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.